I'm very happy, very pleased to grow up in McLean County. I have a great family. We're a close family. There's a lot of Toshes in McLean County. And I just enjoyed growing up here. As such, I have a lot of friends, you know, I've known for all my life. And we have a lot in common from walking downtown in the 50s and the restaurants from Cotton's Village Inn to the Green Mill to Rudat's, going to the Castle Irving and the Esquire Theaters. All those things we have in common. And I thought because of that and my enjoyment of being in the community and the things we used to do and being a history major, I started there.
Would you read a little bit of your poem, Blooming Grove?
I'd be happy to. From Cade Grove to Blooming Grove in 1822, and then became Bloomington in the next years, 6 years plus two. In the middle of the state, in the middle of the corn, it's the seat of McLean County, and that's where I was born. Bloomington, Illinois, that's my hometown, not Minnesota or Indiana or others of renown. Was traveled by Lincoln for many a year. Gave his last speech there. Did anyone hear? When Abe was a lawyer back in the day, was friends with Gridley, Davis, and Fell. Our founding fathers, all were they. Then grew a twin, an occasion so formal, and the two began to grow. It was really rather normal. And in the 50s, when I was a kid, would go downtown and walk the square I did. Bats and gloves at Reed's, and chili dogs at Kresge's. The change tunnel at Livingston's, boy was that nifty. There was Roland's and Shields, and Moe's and Winner's. And the restaurants they had, now those were great dinners. And shows on the weekends I so loved to see, at the Castle and the Irvin and the Esquire in 3D.
What do those names cause you to think of? What do they evoke in you? The names of the department stores and the restaurants that are bygone.
Well, when I mention Livingston's to everybody, they all remember the change tunnel, where you got your, where you paid for something, and they would send, if usually cash, they would send it up to the office where they would make change for you, and they'd send it back down, you know, on something that a machine that they'd shoot through the tunnel. Everybody remembers that from my generation, I think. And of course, all the businesses were downtown on the square, basically. So you remember DeWinter's and places like that. The restaurants were there. I worked at Cotton's Village Inn going through school. And most people remember Cotton's Village Inn mainly because of Cotton. He was a real entrepreneur, and it was a lot of fun working there. I worked at the Illinois House as a bellboy also going through school. You know, anybody that grew up in Bloomington, they were on the square. They went downtown to shop. They ate at the restaurants down there. We can go to Ventura's and Ragusa's, a lot of places growing up. So I remember eating on the second floor of Luca's restaurant when porterhouse steaks were $2.50. That's going back a while.
I find it difficult to believe that was almost ever the case. But moving on to another aspect of food, any baby boomer's book of poems is going to have the word diet in it. Diet is die with a T.
And thus we go to diet, diet. Where art thou? I've tried and I've tried, but holy cow. 95 books and 12 online, 44 more, and I'll be just fine. If I cut back on this and cut back on that and start on the treadmill, I'll shed some fat. Or should I try Bowflex or jog twice a day or walk fast like a robot? Get out of my way. Now I'm counting my points and watching my grams. Only so many calories, no more can I cram. And maybe hypnosis, now that really works. In a couple of sessions, I'll cease all the quirks. Just another 20 pounds, that's all to look good. Feeling good, feeling fine in the neighborhood. Just 10 off the middle, 10 off the behind. I'll be fit as ever, so healthy, so fine. But oops, wait a minute, I almost forgot. Said the same thing last year, before it got hot. Same thing 5 years past, and even back 10. Was it that long ago? When I wanted to begin? Dear diet, what else can I do? I've tried and I've tried to be true. I wish I could get credit for as much as I've tried, but still 20 pounds over. I've laughed till I cried.
Well, every baby boomer is going to sympathize with that. What do you hope comes out of this book for people who read it?
if they can see something in there that they enjoy, that's the main thing to me. Again, being here, I'll be 72 my next birthday, and there's a lot of people between being born and now that I know in McLean County, and I hope they can look back and bring back some fond memories in whatever section of that might come about. So that's the main thing.
Would you share one more with us?
I'd be happy to. I took time to reflect the other day as to why things went this or that way, why the things that we choose to do would have the results we wanted them to. Did we say the right thing or nothing at all? Did we do our best? Did we give it our all? Were we there in times of need? Did we see the signals we need to heed? I've always wondered about such things, to do what you can to avoid the pain. Did I miss the boat? Did I not see? What the hell can you do, turning out not to be? Are we mad? Are we sad? Do we say it ain't so? It's more disappointment the way it didn't go. So learn we must. Life's not always fair. There's sadness, remorse, and sometimes despair. You want the things of family and friends to turn out right, to be the best in the end. For disappointment and sadness come to us all. One form or another, we all get the call. Carry on, forge ahead. Do not hide from thyself. For the other ones, too, may have missed one themselves. It's not a done deal, not over at all. Time to do better for all. Never let the bad outdo the good. Always let the real rise above what would and could. I was really upset, angry, and mad. I couldn't understand why that was the plan. But I'm better now, not really sure why. Just taking pen in hand with words to apply. For now it's time. It's another day. My time will come. I'll find the right way. For life is good. You've just got to say, it will be right again along life's winding way.
Jim Tosh is the author of A Baby Boomer's Book of Poems and a lifelong McLean County resident. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Charlie. I appreciate it.